Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1-800-243-733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio and we are honoured to be crossing to Thailand now to speak to a man by the name of Juan from a group by the name of Matnamer. Hello.
Hey.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just nice and sunny here in Thailand.
Yeah, rub it in. It's like 11 degrees here in Melbourne at the moment. It's not fun for anyone.
Oh, yeah? Oh, for you guys. Sorry, man. Sorry to hear that.
Where exactly in Thailand are you?
I'm in Bangkok.
Well, that's a good place to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love Bangkok. It's been too long since the last time I was in Bangkok.
Oh, yeah.
Did you grow up in Bangkok yourself?
Yeah. I was born and raised here.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, for those that are unfamiliar with the group, can you give us a little bit of insight? How many people make up the group?
There's four of us, so we kind of met in university, like in a music school.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like doing their own thing. I'm like singing, song the guitar guys like playing guitar, Babu on drums and App on bass.
All right.
Yeah. So we're just like stupid kids like, hey, let's form a band. I want to be really cool. Yeah. Like, yeah, let's form a band. And then that was it.
So you've got a few years under your belt now, haven't you?
Yeah. Around like 4 years.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, I saw that one of your original posts on YouTube was 2011, so maybe you've been around longer than you realize.
Oh, yeah? How long? 2011. That's 6 years.
There you go.
I'm sorry, man.
time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah.
So, for those that haven't heard your tracks yet, can you describe your sound and your genre?
Well, for the album, it's like, this album took like 4 years, 4 or 5 years to create, since the first song until like nearly the latest song. So the sound is like, every time we hear this album, it's like hearing us growing up, like seeing, like experience the world in a different ways. We started as a kind of a post-rock alternative kind of band, but it moves on forward. So normally we don't define this. We just define ourselves as like a rock group, because so we won't be stuck in just like one genre.
Is that flexibility important to you? So you can take the group and the sound in different directions?
Yeah, it is. It's very important.
Right. Now, most of your tracks are sung in Thai, or do you sometimes produce songs with English lyrics?
There's only one English song, and then there's another song with like half Thai, half English kind of thing.
Okay. What was your, like, was it a conscious decision to produce one song at least for the album that's in English, or what was your motivation for that?
That was just like us talking like, hey, we should have an English song. I can speak English, so let's have an English song, maybe for like the English speakers crowd.
Right.
So that just came up.
So is everyone in the group fluent in English, or?
No, it's only me. The bassist is kind of, he can speak English, but not that well.
Right.
And the other two, they can't understand.
So you could pretty much say what you want in that song, and they'd have no idea, would they?
Yeah.
You could just talk about how amazing you are.
Yeah. I should have done that.
Have you ever considered to go back into the studio and re-release your Thai tracks in English?
I think like, okay, for me, like when I go to see bands that I don't understand, for example, like a Japanese band or something.
Yeah.
I think the beauty of it is like you want to hear, like I want to hear them sing in Japanese.
Yeah.
Unless the song is like catered to be English, then I will hear it in English. So I won't change like the language of the song unless it's like it started up that way.
The translation doesn't always work either, does it?
No.
I can't tell you how many times I've listened to like a Japanese song or even a K-pop song. And then all of a sudden they release it in English and you go, wow, that just, it has lost all its appeal.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I totally agree.
So for the most part, what are your songs usually about? What stories do you try and share with your music?
It's pretty diverse. From like, okay, I don't know, our band, I think we write when we feel down, like kind of like always a negative start.
Right.
Of a story. Yeah, because it's super hard for us to write happy songs and everything. Yeah, I think that's the band's problem. So it's always like trying to figure out your growing up, you know, like
yeah.
the state of mind when you have more experience through time and everything.
Well, that's interesting because like, it kind of it sounds to me without, you know, being on the outside that maybe you guys are a good support group to each other, and through your music you're sort of getting each other through difficult times, and when the going's good, there's no need to chat.
Yeah, that's true.
That's awesome.
And there's also love songs, of course, some of them, and there's also like some super sexual song.
Oh well.
Yeah, and like the past. Yeah, it's just like a diverse of things that we were thinking about at that time.
Right, it's a bit of a catch 22 there, isn't it? Because we want you guys to all be happy, but then, you know, we don't want you to not have anything to write lyrics to.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So what would you say have been some of the highlights of the group so far?
I think, well, the biggest concert we've ever played just like finished end of last year. That was a good highlight. And we went to tour, have a little tour in Taiwan.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and now we're going to tour Korea next month. So that'll be interesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Korea seemed to pull a good crowd regardless of the show. Like there's always, I think they're very open to seeing something different, right?
Yeah. It's like a huge music industry there now. Crazy.
Has that always, like playing in Korea, always been on your list of things to do? Or are there other countries that you thought you would really like to perform in?
For me, just anywhere outside of Thailand would be nice.
Yeah.
Australia sounds awesome too. I don't know. Anywhere, like it's good seeing other countries and traveling with some, like getting money too.
Yeah, sure. You know, well, that's always helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think it's just like the fact that we're able to go out and play anywhere would be nice already.
I think for the first time ever, about 2 weeks ago, an advertiser approached us about advertising on the station, and I actually didn't know how to behave. I just didn't know what that meant. I'm like, this hasn't happened before. How do I respond to this? So there's always so, like, when you've, you know, when you're a creative person and you're trying to master your craft and work hard, like, you just have to go through the hard slog so often, don't you?
Yeah.
Like for groups typically from Thailand, you know, what are the typical music markets that you guys would try to break it in if, you know, you are looking outside of the Thai borders?
Yeah, we don't have that, like, very, I say, like, super big plans or something, because, like, most important thing is, like, coming internally, kind of.
Yeah.
We're just being super, like, childish about this. But I think language would be something like we just talked about now.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm gonna, we're just trying to, like, discussing, like, maybe we should have an album with, like, more English songs next time.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, so the next album is going to be more of a Thai crowd, because like I think we're trying to stay on the thin line that, like, not too indie and not indie and not mass.
Right, yeah.
To gather more crowds.
Okay.
And then maybe the next album to a more like international kind of scene.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the album. How has that been received by locals?
Yeah, we won a couple awards for, like, we got this album of the year from award thing, which we were super surprised because, like, we're such a small band.
Yeah, that's
in the
huge
country. Yeah, and that's like super huge for us.
What is it like to be recognized in that way? Does it put things into perspective and help motivate you to go forward?
Yeah, motivation for sure. We were like, hey, at least like we didn't waste our time or something. And, you know, the big people are recognizing us.
How do things change for you after that? Obviously, it's great to be recognized, but then all of a sudden other people in the music industry must become more aware of your work and what you're doing. Have you found that you've had more people getting in touch with you or suggesting that they might book you for events or things like that?
I think, yeah, we were kind of expecting that, but our songs has been going around for a while now. So I think it worked to a point where it's like the goal of it now. I think to get more gigs and more everything, we need the next album.
Yeah, sure.
Out. Yeah, because right now it doesn't change much really. Like the gig's still the same, not that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the couple of times I've been to Thailand, I know that sponsorship is a huge part of a lot of Thai pop groups. Do you feel that you might have a chance to get some sort of support behind you from a sponsor at some stage?
Yeah, well, we're getting some now. We're dealing with some. right now. So I think we have more, money to play around with for our new album.
Yeah, it definitely helps, doesn't it?
Studio. Yeah, it does. Makes the engine go.
Well, I know I've got a few favorites from the album, but I want to know if there's a particular couple that stand out for you as some of the songs that you've most been proud of so far.
I have two. So one is written by my guitarist. It's a song of the Coming of Happiness.
Okay, yeah.
I think, yeah, the lyrics is just super, like, beautifully done.
Well, do you know, I have to tell you, in the notes that I made earlier on, that was one of the songs that I thought was one of my favorites. And I've actually you've said beautiful, but I literally wrote beautiful and melodic track.
Oh, yeah.
So even without knowing the language, you know, I can see that.
yeah. And it's like every time we perform it, it's so powerful every time. Because it's like, because I'm the one who sing it. So it's kind of like, telling a story to the people around, like, you know, like a campfire story or something.
Yeah.
Started out like really soft and everything. And at the end, like, we just take everybody out to space.
Yeah. So it's kind of an intimate song, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
And the other song that I like is the one with the lead. View. It's the last track of the album.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that one was
that's Coming of Age.
No. I can't remember the song in English, but it's the only track without the drums.
Okay.
It's just like a guitar and some strings.
Awesome.
We record that with an iPad in Kauai.
Oh, really?
So it was just like super minimalist track and with only two sentence lyrics.
That's amazing. Yeah. You don't need to always have so many bells and whistles in a song to be able to make it a good track, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's why I like about the album, because like one track we have like everything in there, and we have another track that's like just so simple. So I think the diversity in the album is really happy about it.
Are there any musicians out there doing their thing today that you feel could influence your next album?
What do you mean, like?
Like musicians are either in Thailand or overseas that you're particularly fond of. You like what they do. You're impressed by them. That maybe their style of music might actually influence where you go with the group's direction for the next album?
I really don't know. I'm still like, because when we make music together, we don't discuss, we used to discuss a lot about this.
Yeah.
Like use reference and everything. But right now it's kind of like we stopped using reference and we kind of like more sharing ideas.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've been together for so long that it's become now more about you guys sharing stories with each other and understanding what feel you want to go with, and those external influences are not that important anymore.
Yeah, I think so. Because like when my guitarist like writes songs, he kind of writes songs for me to sing. He doesn't write songs for you know what I mean? That's the vibe right now.
Fantastic.
So it's pretty nice.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing what happens with the next album, and I hope that when you do have something down, you do share it with us, okay?
Yeah, sure. I hope I'm going to be playing there maybe one day too.
We would love that.
Fantastic.
I think the main Thai festivities that we have here in Australia is probably Buddha Day in Sydney and Melbourne. So maybe there's a chance you can come down and perform on that on the main stage in the city square. That would be good.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Let me talk to my manager.
yeah. We'll try and get those sponsors to make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. And
thank you for having me here.
Please remind us, because I know it is very hard for our listeners sometimes to find tracks in Thailand, and you know, it's just easier to find J-pop and K-pop and everything in between. But where is the best way to try and find your tracks and have a listen to what you've done?
I think Facebook would be easiest. Facebook and YouTube, sorry. Yeah, it's YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can just search like MATTNIMARE and you'll find it, because it's such a weird word. And there's this app called Fang Jai, which is like a very good Thai app music.
Yes.
With a smaller crowds too. So FUNGJAI something.
Which is how we found you now.
Oh, yeah.
An app.
That's true. Yeah.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au, the Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.
Young, warm, tall, fire. she went, go, go.